Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is on his way to Washington for talks tomorrow with President Bush on Israel's plan for a unilateral withdrawal from the Gaza Strip and parts of the West Bank. On the eve of his departure, Sharon disclosed another aspect of his plan, retaining and expanding five large West Bank settlements. Palestinians accuse Sharon of trying to undermine the U.S.-backed roadmap, which calls for creation of a Palestinian state. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Sharon says settlements will continue to be built in the West Bank for all eternity. Why is that important to Sharon?
Well, he said for the first time, in fact, he detailed those settlements that, according to him, Israel should hold on to even after a peace agreement with the Palestinians. He named Maale Adumim, which is the largest Jewish settlement just outside of Jerusalem, a group of settlements near Bethlehem, Ariel, which is a large Jewish settlement in the center of the West Bank, and the Jewish enclave in the West Bank city of Hebron. Now, by saying that, Sharon said that these settlements are off the table for negotiations, and even after a peace agreement with the Palestinians, these settlements should be annexed to Israel.
Well, what's the political and strategic significance of retaining those five settlements?
Well, Palestinians say it makes any kind of contiguous Palestinian state in the West Bank virtually impossible. Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa today said that this plan, quote, may destroy the whole peace process. He said that Palestinians will not accept Israeli annexation of any settlement blocks. And Palestinians say that Sharon's plan to withdraw Israeli troops from Gaza is only so that he can annex the West Bank, and that that makes any kind of peace process virtually impossible.
And Palestinians aren't the only ones unhappy with Sharon's plans. Don't many in Israel consider the pullout from Gaza a mistake?
In fact, many in Israel say that Sharon is going too far by pulling out of Gaza. Sharon has said that he will bring the Gaza pullout to a referendum within his Likud party. That's scheduled for the end of the month. There's been a lot of talk among those in the Likud about whether or not to support Sharon's plan. Now, the overall Israeli public does seem to support a withdrawal. Polls show about 60% are in favor of it. But within Sharon's Likud party, it's much closer.
And what's the likely outcome of this Likud referendum?
Well, it's really not clear. Latest polls show a very slim majority in favor of the pullout from Gaza. On the other hand, those opposed to it tend to be more politically active, and Israeli analysts say there's more chance that those opposed to it will actually come out and vote. It's also the same night as a big sports event on Israeli television, so that's also going to make it harder for those who don't feel strongly to come out and vote. Sharon hopes that his appearance tomorrow with President Bush at the White House will be enough to get the referendum through the Likud party.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.